Hey everyone, Rudy here. I'm so excited to be preaching today about the topic Stranger Things. That's right, you heard it right, Stranger Things. I hope you enjoy this. Check it out. Are you ready to get in the Word this morning? I'm excited to preach. Who remembers? I don't know if anyone in this room, many people in this room, grew up going to Sunday school, but I used to go to Sunday school, and they taught us this song in Sunday school. We don't call it Sunday school here at Planet Shakers. We call it Planet Kids. What a cool name. Sunday school. Who wants to go to school on a Sunday? Boring. So that kind of sums up my childhood experience. But there was a couple of things I remember from Sunday school. Nothing boring about Planet Kids, but my Sunday school, well, that's a different story. But I remember a couple of things. One of them was this song. Give me a one there, just a straight one. There it is. No. Who remembers this song? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
This
little light, I'm gonna let it shine. One more round.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it, let it, let it. Hey! Put your hands together for Scott Lim, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not sure if they learned that song in Malaysian Sunday school, but he learned it this morning. So come on. Maybe they were, I don't know, I was going to make some food joke, but I'm going to get somewhere where I don't belong. So this little light of mine, you know, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, it says this, it's going to be up on the screen for you. It says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill, a city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. That would be crazy. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine. Somebody say that. Say, let your light shine.
Let your light shine.
Come on, like you mean it this morning. Say, let your light shine.
Let your light shine.
In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. I mean, I just love that last bit right there, that they're going to see your good deeds and glorify God for it. Why would people glorify God for your good deeds? Because when you're so filled with God, the things that you can do in your life would blow people's minds so much that they'll know beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's got nothing to do with you. And it could only be Him. Come on, that's a great scripture. That we've got to let our lives shine. Come on, as we get around the Word today, why don't we come around a word of prayer? God, we thank You for Your presence and Your power that is here. God, we thank You. We get to encounter You day in, day out. Week in, week out here as a church, we get to encounter You. And so God, today I pray, it's like You've been here all service. Would You continue to work in our hearts? Lord, I pray especially as we come around the Word today, God, that You would go deep into our hearts. God, that You would shine on every part of our heart this morning. God, we pray for that spirit of wisdom and revelation to be in this room today. And God, for whatever reason we might have walked in this room, God, I pray that we wouldn't walk out the same way. But Lord, as You touch our hearts, as You change our minds, as You shape our lives, God, we would walk out of here changed. We would walk out of here differently. God, we pray today for Your Word to come into our heart, come into our mind, accomplish only what You can do today. We pray these things with great faith in Jesus' name. Somebody shout, amen, amen, blessings. I want to preach today around a thought. Now, I've stolen this title straight up. I figure if you're honest about it, it's not as bad. But I've straight up stolen this title. And I don't know if any of y'all are into Netflix, but we've got Netflix in my household. And my understanding is the most watched show of all time, or the current most watched show, is this show, and also the title of my sermon this morning, Stranger Things. Stranger Things, ladies and gentlemen. If you've never seen this, you're sitting there going, what is going on? Stranger Things is incredible. Now, I'm not preaching this afternoon, and many, many people that are coming this afternoon would know this show. Many of you may not know this show, But can I say to you, Stranger Things, it's a show about four young kids, three boys and a girl, and they all hang out together. But one of the most incredible things about this show, you might have been able to tell from the music and the picture quality and the image on the screen, it's like an 80s, straight up 80s TV show. And so we got all of these young kids watching this show with some kind of fake sense of nostalgia. They weren't even alive in the 80s. Most all of us in this room were alive enough to remember what the 80s were like, so we can actually appreciate this for what it is. I feel like I'm a child again. It's amazing. And Stranger Things, the TV show, is about these four young kids. But I was watching this show recently, and it's more sci-fi than anything else. But it's kind of like sci-fi the same way E.T. was sci-fi. You know, I'm not much of a sci-fi fan most of the time, but in the who remembers E.T.? E.T., phone home. You know, it's kind of like that, and it's got this, you know, this sci-fi element to it, but it's kind of cool. It's like this 80s TV show remake, and we're watching this TV show and on Netflix, and there's this part of the show. I got to try and describe it without giving it away because, you know, some of you might want to go watch it now. But there's this part of the show, and what they discover in the show is there's this another world, and this other world is like, it's pretty much exactly the same as the world they live in. And it's right in front of them, but they just can't see it most of the time. And it was kind of hiding in plain sight. It's exactly the same as the world they lived in. It was just a bit dirtier, a bit grosser, a bit scarier. It kind of existed out of sight, but right there. And they called it in this show, they called it the Upside Down.
The Upside Down.
But I was watching this show, it got me to thinking that there's a lot of this is similar with our life. See, we live in this public world that everyone knows about. Everyone sees, but we present to the world what we want people to believe. And the reality is there is this other world that we live in that people don't get to be a part of. Let me see if I can paint the picture for you. We present to the world what we want people to see. I've heard rumors before. Of course, I've never been a part of it in my own life, but I've heard rumors before that some Sunday mornings driving to church, Mum and Dad can have a fight in the car. Who would believe it? You're just kind of going at each other. It's like, why are you dressed like that? Why are you talking to me like that? What's wrong with your makeup? What do you mean, what's wrong with my makeup? And you're just... And then you pull up the car, you get out into church, you just put a smile on your face. Good morning. It's so good to be here. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else with anyone else in the world. Oh, it's lovely to be here. Liars. Straight up. I don't know if you all have ever done this. Of course, I've never had this happen to me either. But, you know, you may be having a bit of an argument with someone one day. Again, let's just picture that it's your spouse. I don't know why I'm kind of harping on that. There's nothing wrong with us, by the way. We're all good. We're all good. But, you know, you're just upset. You're really upset about something. And then you get a phone call. Pastor Russell Evans. Saying, oh, gosh. He knows what I'm doing. He knows I'm angry. You're like, you pick up, you slide out. Hello, Pastor Russell. How are you? Yes, no, yeah, everything's good. Yeah, I'm going very well. Fantastic. What can I do for you? Come on. You're leaving me out here hanging as if you all have never done that. Maybe it's not Pastor Russell calling you, but maybe it's your boss. And your boss is giving you a call. You're like, oh gosh, what do they want? Hello, boss. What's going on? Time for a pay rise? Oh, I'm so lucky I answered your phone call. No, nothing's wrong at home. Come on, as if you all haven't done some of that before. We got this world that we present to people. And there's this, I guess you could almost call it like we present to the world what we want people to see. You could almost say it's like, to a degree, we all wear masks.
Now here I thought I'd show you a perfect example of this. Yes, I'm up on the screen, but I'm actually preaching to you through Snapchat. Yes, that's right, Snapchat. In fact, I guess you could say I'm so excited to be here, I'm beside myself. But you know what we're talking about this morning is that we present to the world what we want people to see. And isn't social media such a great example of that? Social media is literally a highlight reel of people's lives. It's not the complete picture. In fact, here on Snapchat, It's a wild distortion. If you want, you could be an animal.
Not only that, you can change your entire voice, not just your face.
Or you could just dance and have a party. All on your own. Woo! And last but definitely not least, you could always just put someone else's face on your own. Hi, church. This is Pastor Russell from Austin. I just want you to know Pastor Rudy is preaching a wonderful sermon. You should definitely listen. Yes. Here on social media, you can literally wear a mask. Whatever you want to present to the world, you got control over that.
It's wonderful to have Pastor Russell's support so strongly this morning. You should definitely listen. Yes. What a weird thing. But isn't social media like that? I mean, Instagram's a perfect example of that. It's literally just pictures of everyone's life. I don't know if you follow anyone who every now and again just posts a picture, woke up like this. No, you didn't. You're a liar. No one wakes up like that. We wake up with like sleep in our eyes and dribble coming out of our face and our hair is everywhere. Can you imagine if I was preaching to you this morning as I woke up? That would be super awkward. More so for me than you, I just want to point out. But let me just say, I don't wear this to bed. If I was wearing what I wore, no one would stay. If I had my hair like I woke up, it's crazy. And so we present this world. And when you look at people's social media or the world that we present in public, it's the world that we want people to believe. This is what my life's like. I'm always on holiday. I'm always lying at the beach. I've always got perfect makeup and a tan. My hair is always perfectly done. I'm always smart. We present this world. Now, to a degree, there's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, if I was to show up as I woke up, that would be bad. So of course we present ourselves, we put on outfits, we do our hair. There are other times in life where we need to put on a brave face. There's nothing wrong with that. Of course, that's not what I'm focusing on this morning. What I'm saying is we live in a world where we're used to nipping and tucking, stretching and pulling and lifting and lasering and doing all of this stuff to present a particular image. Good on us. Problem is, we can get caught up in the pattern of that and do that with the issues of our heart as well. And that's what I want to preach about this morning. The truth is that underneath all of our lives, there's things that not everyone can see. I want to ask you this morning, what does your life look like when the light is shining on it? Let's talk about light for a moment. I love this passage in the Bible in Genesis chapter 1. It says that God saw that the light was good and he separated the light from the darkness. This is four verses into the entire Bible. It would be in the first paragraph there that God saw the light was good and he separated light from darkness. I find this fascinating that right at the beginning, God saw light was good and he wanted it separated from darkness. Now, of course, for any Bible scholars out there, if you were to exegete this verse correctly, you would know that God was literally talking about light. But if you were to take it symbolically, it does line up with what the rest of the Bible says, that God has separated light from darkness. He sees that the light is good. He separated it from the darkness. The Apostle Paul writes this in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. It says, don't participate in the things these people do. Now, who are these people? Paul was writing about people who are not saved, people who don't know Jesus, people who live in sin. So he says, don't do what they do. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light. For this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. Wow, that's an uncomfortable word, isn't it? Expose them. The Apostle Paul is talking about the darkness. He's saying, expose them. So again, let's ask that question. What does your life look like when the light is shining on it? I don't just mean the public part that we all see on a Sunday morning. I mean every part of our heart, every part of our life. What does our life look like when the light is shining on it? You see, there are so many things that we all go through. There are messes and temptations. There are hurts and there are trials. And you know, as Christians, If you know Jesus in this room, you're a Christian, you've come to church for a while, we can know what the right thing is to do sometimes. And you know, if we're going through the big things in life, we know to go to God. Oh God, I lost my job, I need your help, I need your provision. You know, we can go to God with these big things, but let me talk to you about the other things. What about these other things that maybe we don't want to take to God? Maybe we're not ready to talk to God. Maybe we're not vulnerable enough to open up to God in that way. Maybe, in fact, we don't want to talk to anyone about Him. We just want to deal with it ourselves. We want to fight it ourselves. You know, we all have those things. But I want to suggest to you today, in life, it's not about what you go through. It's about who you go to. You see, the reality is all of us in life go through things. And I feel like many of us can get caught up in the challenging area of comparing our life to someone else's. It's like, God, it's not fair. That person hasn't gone through what I've gone through. That person hasn't had to deal with what I've had to deal with. God, look at what you're doing with their life. Why can't you do it with my life? And we begin to compare our lives to someone else. God, what's so special about them? Why can't I do that? Why can't I have that? Why can't I be there? And we can compare our life with someone else. But the problem with that is we're so focused on the things that we're going through rather than focusing on the one that we should be going to. With all of these things in our heart and in our life, instead of actually dealing with them sometimes, we can just dress them up and make them up. And you know, our life, look at this lovely coat stand I found out the back. In life, we can just spend so much time. I don't know if you realize this morning, but I made a bit of effort looking rather good. I wanted to dress myself up. And so we can dress ourselves up with all of these clothes. Man, it is hot up here, let me just say that. And we can cover ourselves up and look as good as we can and present the best thing to the world that we can. That'll do it. Does the job, doesn't it? But I wonder underneath what things really look like. You see, the reality is we all have things in our life that people can't see. We all have things in our life that we're going through. It's a little bit hot up here. Let me just take the opportunity to derobe. You know, the thing is, we all have things in our life that we're going through. Now, the interesting thing about what you're looking at right now, well, I'm taking off this bow tie of mine because that's also making me very hot. But the interesting thing is, all of this stuff's been up here the whole time. You all just didn't see it because I had it covered up, I had it dressed up, I had it polished up. You just couldn't see it, didn't mean it wasn't there. And we all have things in our life that we're going through that the people around us, maybe they can't see. But again, in life, I want to suggest it's not about what you go through because we all go through something. There's no point comparing what we go through to someone else. It's not so much about what we're going through. It's about, let me ask you, who do you go to? Who do you run to? Who do you open up to? Who are you vulnerable to? The thought of exposing our lives is a horrible thought. Let's be honest here. The Apostle Paul just wrote it in the book of Ephesians. He says, with those things, the hidden things, the dark things, he says, expose them. Who wants to be exposed? No one. Let me take it even further. The book of Psalms says this. David's writing in Psalm 139. He says, investigate my life, God. So we've gone, we go exposing, we add investigation. This is not very nice this morning. Sorry, you weren't aware you were coming into this. Find out everything about me. Cross-examine me. All right, so we've got exposing. God wants to expose you, investigate you, cross-examine you. Good morning. Have a good week. Like, what an interesting word. He's saying, get a clear picture of what I'm about. He says, see for yourself whether I've done anything wrong and then guide me on the road to eternal life. Exposing, investigating, cross-examining. None of us would want to go through that. I wonder if we were to just pick someone at random out of the crowd and every thought you'd thought this week was put up on the screen. Woo! Every word you'd spoken this week was put up on the screen. Woo! Everything you'd done this week was put up on the screen. Can you imagine how exposing that would be? I don't think any one of us would put our hand out for that. That would not be fun. Now, of course, when we think of being exposed, when we think of being investigated and cross-examined, that can be the thing that we go to. That can be the thought that we go to. It's like, God, what? You want to expose me? That's a horrible thought. But the thing is, that's not the exposure. That sounds awful. This is in the Bible, but that's not what I believe God means by exposure. You see, I believe that God has called us out of the darkness into being exposed to His light. Why? Because He's called us out of the darkness into His light. Let me paint the picture of exposure to you in this way. Every morning when we wake up, we get out of bed, we have a choice to make. Are we going to open the blinds or not? Many mornings, I would love to keep them closed, press snooze, and go back to sleep. Hello, somebody. For all of you morning people out there, you don't relate to that. Well, I don't relate to you. So, that was fun. But we have this choice every morning. Are we going to open the blinds up and expose ourselves to the light, knowing how painful that will be, or are we going to keep them closed? Now, of course, what do? We all expose ourselves to the light. There comes a point in the morning, whether it's opening blinds or turning the light on, where you will expose yourself to the light. And sure, it hurts for a couple of seconds, but you know that once you've exposed yourself to the light and gone through that pain, you've also got the light that you need to live the day you're called to live. Now, we all go through it in the natural every day. Let's talk about the supernatural. See, when we have parts of our life that are hidden away, not exposed to the light of God's grace, well, that's where sin grows. And where sin grows, death reigns. But when we expose every part of our heart and life to God, when we let Him into every part, when we open ourselves completely up, when we let God cross-examine us, He brings a light that we can trust. He is good, He is loving, He would never expose us for shame, but rather in every moment in God's presence, when we're exposed to His light, we're also covered by His grace. Yeah. I'll say that again. It's not the kind of exposure that we may picture. When we're exposed to God's light, we're also covered by God's grace.
The whole thought was that we were going to have such great encounters with God, that people will experience the God of overflow and He'll get all the praise for it.
Yeah.
What we try to do at Planet Shakers is always just declare the Word of God in our songs. There is so much power in declaring the Word of God because it actually changes the atmosphere.
That's right.
We experienced overflow in every part of the conference. The praise and worship was incredible. We had more people in that room than we've ever had before.
That's true. Yeah.
It was amazing. Oh, if you love it, don't stop singing.
Everybody keep on praising. Nothing excites us like Jesus. The whole place packed with people. You can feel the atmosphere shift.
It was like the music started, God started to move.
Even thinking about it now, and when I listen on the CD, it's electric, it's just powerful. We raise our hands up, we're going all out,
we lift it up the name of Jesus. I mean, we wrote these songs for our church and obviously then our conference, but wherever people listen to this, our biggest prayer would be that they would be taken into the presence of Jesus. We're believing that through this praise and worship, people would encounter Him.
Of why we record this moment with God that changes their destiny forever.
Our Savior, our King, our God.
And our prayer is that as everyone watches it, listens to it, that they experience the same amazing, tangible presence that was, you know, we all felt in the venue that night.
I
I hope you've been enjoying the message so far. As you can see, things are getting a bit crazy, but we're having a whole lot of fun. Hey, come on, check out this next part.
See, the Bible says in James chapter 5, you know, we've been talking about being exposed to the light of God. It also says this. It says, you confess your sins to each other, pray for each other, so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. You know, not only do I want to come in and encourage us that we should open up all of our life to God, but there's great power in the people we do life with as well. None of us are called to go through life alone. Maybe you've never been to an Urban Life group before. Can I suggest Urban Life is not just a program we run in church because we don't have anything else to do? We've got plenty of other things to do. I'd be fine filling my calendar with many, many other things. But Urban Life is such an integral part of our church because it's how we make this big church small and intimate. I could come to church. Yeah, I'm on staff. I'm here every week. I'm here every service. Even I could come to church and get myself busy and do things and do that and surround myself with a crowd, but never know anyone and never let anyone know me. So it's not simply just about coming in to be part of the big crowd, although that's important. We should be coming every week. But also, I want to encourage you, maybe you're not part of a small group. We're not called to do life alone. God hasn't saved us to be independent. We're called to be interdependent. Think of God. He's a perfect picture of this. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He's one God, but He's three in one, in perfect unity, in perfect community. Maybe you haven't gone to Urban Life Group for a while, but I want to encourage you. We need people we can go through life with. I got a wonderful wife and a spouse, and I can talk to her about things, but then there's other things in life I want to talk to one of my bros about, one of my mates about, and so I need friends. I need people to go through life with. We all do. Of course, exposing these things to God and to the right people can be a terrifying thought, but I've noticed this thing in films, right? We were talking about Stranger Things before. And I was watching Stranger Things. I've got to try and tell you this without giving the plot away, but in Stranger Things, there's you know, this is in the first episode, so whatever, I'm going to give it away. There's a kid that goes missing. And they kind of build this tension. At the start of the series, they build this tension up and there's this big unknown thing. What is happening to people? Why are people getting hurt? Why are people so freaked? And everyone is so freaked out. And even when you're watching it, you're like, man, this is a bit scary. Crazy. I'm sitting at home on my couch, but I'm like, wow, it's a little bit scary. But all of a sudden, a few episodes into it, you get to see the face of this, let's call it a monster. You get to see the face of this monster. And as soon as you see it, you're like, oh, okay, that's all it is. Now, of course, it's a big and scary monster, but I feel like there's more to be scared about in the unknown than there is when you shine a light on something and can see what it is you're up against. Oh, come on, hello, somebody. When you see what it is you're up against, when you don't bring it into the light, when you keep things hidden in the darkness, it can feel like this big, crazy thing that you're up against. But all of a sudden, when the light shines on it, you're like, oh it's just you. Oh, devil, I thought you were so much bigger than that. Look how small you are. Look how big God is. Look how little this problem is and how big my Savior is. Look how little this little obstacle is and look how big my Jesus is. When we shine the light of God's power onto our situations, I'm telling you, the enemy can't stand up against God. The Bible says when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. I'm telling you. When we shine our light and allow God's light to shine upon us, the enemy loses his power over that situation. When we keep things hidden up in darkness, and in darkness, that's where the enemy loves to work. But when we allow the light of God's love to shine in every part of our heart, it's the greatest love we'll ever know. I just want to go further just for 1 minute. Says this in John chapter 1 verse 5. It says, the light shines in the darkness and the darkness can never extinguish it. See, there's more power in light than there is in darkness. God is calling us out of darkness into His light. I know that God wants to do something powerful today.
So when I showed up this morning, everything stopped working. Now, I don't think that's just because I walked into the building. That'd be kind of weird, right? Like, what's going on? But I showed up. I'm not just talking about like my computer and my iPad. Like when I walked in this morning, the entire network shut down. The lights weren't working, the video system wasn't working, the internet was broken, the whole net, everything that could go wrong kind of with that whole part of the world went wrong. And I walked in and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Is that all we're dealing with? Oh, okay. Well, God, I'll just put my eyes on you. Oh, okay, that's the only problem. Oh, so you don't want me to bring this word? Oh, cool. Well, God must want to do something powerful in this place. You see, because I believe that as we allow the light of God to shine upon us this morning, I believe God wants to heal people, set people free, deliver people, bring freedom and grace to people. I know many, many faces, most faces in this room I know. Many names in this room I know. There's not a chance in the world I would know every heart. But God does. God knows the things that we keep in our heart. God knows why He wanted this word brought this morning. See, God wants us to come out of the darkness into His light, number one. Number two, we need to let the light of God shine in every part of our lives. But the third thing I wanted to tell you, and the final step, we read it right in the start in Matthew chapter 5. It says, let your light shine. See, God doesn't want to just bring us out of darkness into His light. He then wants to so fill us with light that we then become shining lights for Him in the world. Remember that scripture we read, that we're so filled up with God's glory, God's light, that people will see what we do and glorify God. You see, that's what God wants for your life, church, that He would call you out of darkness. Most all of us are saved, but then He would so fill us with light, every part of our heart, every part of our body. We let God fill us, expose our hearts in His presence, in His grace, and so fill us that the things we get to accomplish in life will blow people away and they won't see us. They'll see Him. You see, if we stop God's light shining, then we stop our light shining. And today I want to encourage you that maybe there's some things in His presence you need to let His light shine on. By keeping things in the dark, we hinder God from doing what He wants to do, from doing what only He can do, from healing us and from setting us free and from filling us. And so all over this place today, I want to ask us, would we stand to our feet? And I believe today that God would want to minister to some people. That God will want to heal some people. Like I said before, I know many, many people in here and many names, but there's not a chance in the world I know all of the hearts. But God does. God sees your heart. No one else would know this morning why you'd respond, but God does. And I believe maybe you're here today, and as I was speaking, you know how the Holy Spirit can just kind of just put His finger on a part of our heart and say, hey, come on. Come on, I want to help you deal with that today. I believe there's some people here, maybe it's a fence. And as the presence of God is here right now, you recognize, hang on, yeah, I'm still offended about that. Or maybe you recognize, hang on, I'm still hurt by that. Or there's some things in your heart that you haven't quite let God completely into. Maybe it's bigger stuff, maybe there's other things going on, but I believe this morning that as you would allow God's light to so fill you and flood you, that God would set you free, covered by His grace, that God would heal you, and this morning so fill you with His light that as we walk out of there, this week is gonna be the greatest week we've ever had, but it all starts coming out of the darkness into His light and allowing Him to have every part of our heart, every part of our mind. So all over the room, if you know that God wants to fill you this morning, if you know that God wants to fill every part of your heart, if you know that you got some areas that you want to open up to God for the first time, or maybe for the first time in a long time, I want to ask you, as the team sings today, would you step out of your chair and come and fill the front? Because I believe God is about to do something powerful here this morning. So come on, why don't you come? I hope you enjoyed the message today. Let me encourage you. Let's keep bringing all of our life into the light, because we know that God wants to do incredible things through you. Hey, stay connected with us. You can do it through all the social media at Planet Shakers. Come join us on our website, www.planetshakers.com. We'll see you real soon.